Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi, this is Dilemmas, and today I have got one of my bestest friends in the whole entire world.
It's the nicest she'll ever be to me.
She paid me to say that. Is Daisy Wood Davis. You might have seen Daisy on Hollyoaks, but if you are fans, you'll notice that I got squashed by a tree and she left in the back of a taxi with Rick Astley.
Wee.
Hey. Wee. So welcome, Daisy. We're in my house.
Oh, I've never been here before. It's a lovely gap.
And we're drinking some rhubarb ginger gin.
It's lovely, actually.
Well, cheers.
Cheers to
Thank
that.
Thank you for being my guest today.
This is a Tuesday night. This
I
is
know.
Nice.
It's nice. But also, right, okay, before we get onto any dilemmas,
yeah,
I want to play a game with you.
Oh, God, what?
Right, because I do know how snobby you are with foods and tastes and stuff. You just have to put your hand in the packet because you know that we love games in this house.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's kind of like when you're an actor and like, hey, everyone, let's play Zip Zag Boy. So you're going to pick a jelly bean. Now, it could be a delicious strawberry or it could be cat food.
Oh, you're joking.
Or, right, okay, I'm going to read them to you. Lemon or rotten cheese?
Okay.
Lemon or...
I was just checking if we're allowed to swear.
You're not on Channel 4 at 6:30 anymore. You can fucking swear. So we've got lemon or rotten cheese, watermelon or snot, cola or cat food, caramel or snail. Listen to this one. This is worse, I think.
What?
Strawberry or fresh blood.
What?
Right, okay, so let's start with it. I'm going to open the packet.
Okay.
And the colour's not going to give it away to you. So, this is only fair, actually, if I do it as well.
Absolutely. I feel like I've been done over already.
Okay.
The podcast hasn't just started.
So I've opened them.
Okay.
Would you like to just put your hand in?
I just smell rotten cheese.
No, you're so over the top.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I can smell it.
Right, go on.
Oh, God. Are we eating at the same time?
Yeah, okay, then. I've got... what colour's yours?
Right. So mine's either strawberry or fresh blood.
And I've got... cat food or cola?
Is it actual cat food?
No, Daisy. this is the when you just said that, like, that is one of the reasons why sometimes I question our friendship, because you are stupid. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you have cat food so much.
I hope you have fresh blood. Okay. One, two, three, go. I've got cola.
You fucking bitch.
I've got
Oh my God, that is not fresh blood. That's like fresh arse. It is not. Blood does not taste like that. I wasn't too bothered about tasting
blood. We've all got a friend that says that arse tastes tangy and gorgeous.
Jess, that is disgusting. Try it now.
Oh my God.
That is horrific, isn't it?
That is so bad.
She just put the same one from my mouth in as well. It's like we're kissing.
Yeah, maybe it was just your breath. Anyway.
Oh my God, that was horrific.
Thank you so much for playing that delightful game with me.
You're welcome.
So, obviously, you know the concept of the show. And, oh, also, actually, sorry, so rude of me. Do you want to just introduce yourself a bit? I introduced you a bit, but do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Daisy. I played Kim in Hollyoaks.
What was Kim, for anyone that didn't watch Hollyoaks?
Kim was a bit of a... Kim was an unhinged lesbian nurse.
And who wouldn't want to play that for 4 years?
I mean, it sounds like she's from a porno. I mean, what we had to wear in the hospital was from a porno.
That was a dilemma.
That was a dilemma.
Do we just get our boobs out and just get on with our job? Or do we say, I don't think this is right?
Yeah.
What did we do? We just got our boobs out.
So yeah, played unhinged lesbian psycho nurse.
Yeah.
And oh, what else could I say? I live in Liverpool.
Yeah. With your cat Pearl.
With my cat Pearl. She went missing for a bit. I think she's just a bit of a slag and just sort of slept with loads of other cats.
She was slutting it around. She just came back, just walked in one day.
She came back skinny, and I think it's just because she had so much sex. They say it's the best exercise.
She's an alley cat. Also, you do Dining with Daisy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, well, and I mentioning that. Yeah. I've got a cat. so I've got Dining with Daisy, which is a little sort of food venture that I'm doing at the moment. My hands stink of that arsey sweet.
So you've done a few events around Liverpool, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done...
You did, like, you kind of amalgamate food and a film, so... You've done Forrest Gump one, which I came to see.
Yeah, I did Legend. Which was my favourite one, actually.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that
one. I know,
one.
I might do it again, exactly the same menu, because I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
So
it's basically like you serve food at the same time that references.
I tie it into the plot. So at certain points, things happen on screen, the food comes out. And I suppose it's a bit of an immersive film experience, really.
Yeah, it's really good. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
And you also, you put up a lot of recipes, don't you, on your Instagram?
Yeah, I try to. It's bloody hard work, you know.
I know. All that thumb work.
Honestly.
Daisy loves a bit of Instagram, don't you? You deleted it one New Year's Eve off your phone. I remember that. How long did that last?
It lasted a couple of months, and I realised I wouldn't get free shit anymore, so I went back on it.
Okay, Daisy, we're going to go into our first element. Now, I'm just letting you know that I haven't read this before.
Okay.
So this is on a folded piece of paper. Okay. Oh, it's a two-pager.
A long dilemma.
So it's Rob, 26, from Manchester. Way! okay, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years with a bit of a gap in the middle that we don't talk about. Brilliant. And we do everything together. It's my mum's 50th birthday next year and Dad wants to pay for the whole family to go to Disney in Florida. She won't come because it's for children.
Oh my God.
Jess, my dilemma is this. Do I go with my family and leave her at home, or do we both stay at home? She's already hinted that she'd be pissed off if I went away for 2 weeks without her. Right, okay, so let's just... That's quite long, so let's just...
Okay.
So basically, him and his family are going to go to Disneyland and his dad wants to pay for the whole family and I don't really know why he's told us that bit about we've been together for 2 years but we're on and off. Maybe that's telling us something about the relationship. I don't know. But she refuses to go to Disneyland for whatever reason.
I feel exactly the same.
What do you mean?
It's one of my room 101s.
You hate what... Tell me, for people that don't know, tell me what you mean.
I just really judge people that go to Disneyland without children.
I have been to Disneyland without children.
I judge you then.
What do you judge me on?
I just think it's pathetic.
Have you ever been?
How old are you?
It's for adults too.
You're 31. And
thank you.
Saved it there.
Thanks for
You're 31. You know that what really bothers me about is girls taking pictures, that fully grown women taking pictures of like Mickey Mouse. And actually, it's one of my mates from Conti's that's never worked underneath those costumes. They're not actually Mickey Mouse. It's an out-of-work actor.
Oh, you mean with the actual character? I thought you meant with the ears on.
And with the ears. It's just not like life.
No, but then also Disney World has got actual rides that kids can't go on. You've got Universal Studios that kids can't go on because it's for adults.
That's not a Paris.
You are?
That's not a Paris.
What do you mean Paris?
Universal. There's not a Universal at the Paris.
Yeah, but he's talking about Disney World, Florida.
Well, I'm with the girlfriend. I feel it.
Her. All right then. Okay, I'm going to put this in. So say this was Luke, right? And he said my dad really wants to pay for this big family holiday. Would you really have the audacity to turn around and go, no thanks? Would you? Seriously, come on.
I just feel like I've told too many people that I really judge people that go to Disneyland without kids.
Love ripping you. On every single picture you posted, I'd be like, thought you didn't like it. Thought it was your room 101.
I did actually go last Christmas, didn't I, with amazing, with kids that had been in the Manchester attacks.
Yeah.
And obviously that was amazing. But that's why I got that, because they loved it and it was amazing seeing how much they enjoyed it. But I just wouldn't want to... But yeah, I suppose if it was Luke's family, then maybe I wouldn't feel like I could say no.
Yeah, because that's
but
so...
I just feel like a dickhead.
Why? Oh my... I think that's actually so, pretentious.
Oh my God.
I think you're being pretentious.
No, I'm not. I'm being an adult.
You're judging people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, right, okay.
I'm being an adult.
Yeah, but then people, like, there could be certain activities or hobbies that you do that people could be like, that's childish, why are you doing that?
All I do is eat.
Yeah, but, like, say, for instance, like, okay, then, when we went to Fusion Festival, as soon as we got on there, you were like, let's go on this ride.
Yeah, I like rides.
No, you don't, because you cry every time you get on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I do cry. I forget that, yeah. I do.
Like when you took me on holiday and you paid for paragliding and I didn't see any of Barcelona because I had to just console you while you cried until we got back down again.
Honestly, the height, that I thought my bones would break if I hit the water. It was horrendous.
They probably would.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this isn't our dilemma. Yeah. This is his. I do think it's a bit tight that she's saying no, to be honest.
Yeah, like, and also, like, all right, if she's going to say no, I'm not going to come, still think that's a bit cheeky, but don't be pissed off with him if he goes. It's his mum's 50th birthday.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. So, actually, like...
What was her name?
I don't know what her name was.
Was it on the bit of paper?
No, I think he was called Rob.
Rob, I'd sack her off, you know?
Yeah, because I actually think that's a bit selfish.
Yeah. Like, I get her principles, but I also just think, no.
So, in answer to dilemma, just fuck her off. Okay, Daze, we're on to another dilemma.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this one's Anna, 27, from Cardiff. Jess.
You are the patron of Wales.
I know, I love Wales. So I hope I can help you, Anna, 27, Cardiff. Jess, I have finally found the man of my dreams.
Cute.
So have I. Michael, did you hear that? Oh, no.
No reaction.
Call of Duty. Okay, he's charming, funny, intelligent, and drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh,
I hate it when people say that. It's like my mum would say, he's drop-dead gorgeous. okay, but here's the problem, right? There's always a problem. He eats like a five-year-old. Think spaghetti hoops, smiley faces, jelly and ice cream. That's basically it. We went for dinner at this really posh place last weekend and he actually ordered off the kids' menu.
Oh my God.
Daisy's already... I've not even got to the end of the dilemma and Daisy is... Like, she's got hands covering her eyes.
I can't bear it.
My dilemma is this. It's turning me off.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Can I overlook it or is it a deal breaker?
No, you can't.
I'd love to share my passion for food with him. And I don't know if I can spend the rest of my life watching him eat fish fingers, but he ticks every other box.
I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Right, because you are an exaggerator. Go on.
I'm not exaggerating. It could be, like, I think, like, Ryan Gosling's, like, pretty gorgeous. It could be Ryan Gosling if he ordered food like that in a restaurant, I would sack him off.
You would,
I it? Would. I think it's so unattractive.
Why is it unattractive?
Because it's... I don't know.
But, like, isn't that simply just somebody's taste?
Yeah, but it's like, it's a lack of sophistication. It's a lack of sophistication.
But basically, it shows that saying, if you eat fish fingers, spaghetti hoops or smiley
faces... Yeah, like having a mature palate, it means that... It also means that, like, I feel like you haven't gone to many places. Like,
oh my God, that is so mean. Like, maybe they haven't been shown the way like that. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely. But then sit there and be like, I really want to try new things. Like, that's not what I'm...
Like, Luke has really changed his diet since living and being with you, hasn't he?
Yeah, massively. Like he still loves a chocky fudge, doesn't he?
Oh, he loves chocky fudge. He loves a grandma's dessert.
He does. He's got grandma's... He loves, like, 60s, like, wartime dessert. Yeah,
Knickerbocker glory, a bit of rice pudding, semolina.
An ice cream cake.
But I remember him coming into Hollyoaks and just seeing him eating, like, a packet of chicken and some rice. Maybe not as bad as Parry, who's on Hollyoaks.
Oh my God, Parry, who plays Harry, eats tuna.
Tuna and peanut butter wrap at 11, and
together.
Then chicken, rice and broccoli every day. Every day. Mm. To be honest, I think that's just as bad as eating smiley faces every day.
Yeah, definitely.
But he's really changed his... He doesn't eat meat anymore, does he?
He doesn't even eat meat anymore. That wasn't me. That was a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I'm so passionate about. I'd have to share that with someone.
Is this like when we're like, oh, we couldn't go out with someone that doesn't drink?
Yeah, it's so bad, but I couldn't.
But like, okay, like, please let me just put this into context for you.
Okay.
Right, so... What is... Michael?
It's the controller.
We're doing a serious podcast here. I'm a
PS4 widow at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boring.
I'm FIFA widow.
Actually, I spoke to Luke today and was like, oh, I really want you to do one. We're going to do one another day. Like, is that okay? And do you know what his response was?
What?
Yeah, that's brilliant. I can play Xbox all, the whole time she's out.
He didn't say that.
He texted me it. But anyway, right. Say you and Luke, say you've been together, but for some weird reason, you've never ate together. You've never seen his eating habits, but everything that you love about him is there, like every quality that you love about him. And then all of a sudden this food thing comes out. So like he's ticked all of your boxes. Mm-hmm. Then what would you do?
Well, like obviously, realistically, if you love someone, what they like as a food isn't going to change that, I don't think. But for me, connection wise, like I think it's a real social thing. Like I love going out and going to lovely restaurants. If I couldn't enjoy that with someone,
and
that
as
would
you
be
said,
a problem.
Maybe he's just, you know, he's not been places. I can't believe you said that. Yeah, maybe he's not ventured outside of Wimpy.
I like to, if I was single, I would like to be taken on dates by people that like...
I know that you're going to say something absolutely outrageous now because I can tell by your face.
You can see yeah, like I'm thinking through thinking, are people going to think I'm a right dick after this podcast? I just like going to nice places. Sometimes I like going to some not nice places, but I would like to...
Sometimes I like going to not nice places.
You know, like I have to say, I've never been to a Toby Carvery ever.
You don't know what you're missing.
My uncle, you know, my uncle Bernie, who like really likes nice places, found Toby Carberry for the first time the other day and like can't get over it how good it was, by the way. So yeah, I think like I've never had KFC, have I ever?
Mental.
Never had a Burger King, never even had a burger.
Well, actually that's a lie.
I've never had a burger.
I've never
had a burger.
You have had a Burger King because me, you,
I haven't had a
Luke
burger.
Had it on the way back from holiday.
Yeah, but I had chips and I dipped them in milkshake and that was nice.
No, you had a veggie thing as well. Yeah, see, this is the thing that I don't get about you. You're like, no, you can't do that, but you dip chips in milkshake.
I tell you why.
And you love strawberry
laces. Sophistication of taste because you're mixing the salt and the sweet.
Oh my God.
Just other people wouldn't think to do that.
You're such a food snob. This is a girl, I just want to give you a bit of background, that once when we were on set, that we were doing like a buffet, we were throwing like a hen party, and there was sandwiches cut into triangles on white bread, and she genuinely was like this. Oh no, sorry, I can't. I was like, what's wrong with you? I can't. Can we move that white bread out of shot? I can't look at it.
That makes me sound like such a diva. But yeah, but it is almost a phobia, white bread. Yeah, I can't bear it.
But I would say, okay, in answer to this dilemma, she's saying that she loves this guy. He ticks all the boxes, right? Okay, you know, like what you have done with Luke, and like you've not necessarily done this in loads of ways, but you've kind of shown.
Eventually, he'll like eat her the food that she cooks or whatever.
Why don't you basically say to him, oh, like why don't you try this?
As long as he's willing to try things,
yeah,
persevere. If he's not, tell him to grow up.
So you're basically, what you're saying is, if he's not willing to open, like widen his palate, that and he sticks to smiley faces, then he can do one.
No, tell him to grow up.
Yeah, but what if he says, no, I'm just going to eat hoops and smiley faces for the rest of my life?
I couldn't do it.
You're going to say chuck him in the bin?
Yeah.
Chuck him in the bin with those smiley faces.
I just think about his poos. I wouldn't want to deal with them.
So in conclusion, would you like to conclude this one for us?
In conclusion, if he's willing to try it, then give him a chance. He'll get there in the end. If he's not, tell him to grow up. If he doesn't grow up, sack him off. Sorry to that person, that boyfriend.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of podcasts and we want to make yours. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.
You forgot the bit about the first free episode.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Great. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
This is our next...
Short but sweet.
Yeah, this is our next dilemma. It's Helen, 33, more my age, more my audience. Milton Keynes. Okay, I've known my best friend since we were 4 years old.
Aww.
I love her and I need her in my life.
Oh,
it's like me and you, Dave.
Yeah, that's what I'd say about you.
Jess, oh.
I know what?
I hate her children.
And I'm this is us in the future.
I know, this is us. And I'm pretty sure she's not too fond of mine either. What do we do?
Oh, no. Okay. But no details as to why.
No, just like, just some kids you don't like. I don't like loads of kids.
Which kids don't you like?
Used to be a nanny for years.
You loved the kids you nannied.
Some of them I didn't, but really? Yeah. Right, this is really interesting because me and Daisy often have this conversation between each other because...
We're going to be such different parents.
Yeah, because we're so different. Like, I'm, like, so laid back sometimes that I'm almost horizontal. Like, we always make a joke that I will probably die because my head will be hanging off in my hand and I'll be like, I'm all right.
Yeah, your head would be hanging off and you'd be like, it's fine. I still haven't called a doctor in 5 years.
I'm almost proud of it. I wear it like a badge of honour. I've literally...
You're basically like a 50-year-old bloke. Yeah. That's what men do.
Yeah, that is weird. Like, maybe it comes from my grandma. When you bumped your head, she just used to put butter on
it. Okay. Right, you said this to me not so long ago and I cannot get my head around. What do you mean that your nan put butter on your head?
Apparently that brings down swelling.
What the fuck?
No wonder I'm a bit
Did you lick your own head? Like, did you try and lick it?
That'd be almost impossible to lick your own head. There we go again. Well done, Daisy. Okay, so yeah, me and Daisy often talk about this because she is like over the top. She exaggerates. She thinks everyone's like going to die.
I'm scared of the worst all the time, whereas you never think of the worst ever.
No. When we have kids, I don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah, I think we just need like a little bit of respite for about 10 years.
Yeah, because I just feel like she'll be like, oh, did they eat white bread at your house? Where are you going? To the park? There's paedophiles. Oh.
What are you cooking them?
Yeah. Did they have water? Was it filtered? Like, and I would just lose my shit.
Oh, but, God, it's like, so true.
This is a funny one because with all jokes aside, right, some children are knobs. Like, I'm sorry. There's some children are brilliant and some children just they're not that nice.
No, yeah.
Like, I've worked in schools before and, like, some children are just delightful and others aren't. Obviously, everybody has their own individual personality. And, you know, I believe that some of it is the way you bring the child up, but a lot of it is everyone's got their own personality. So what would you do in that situation if you're the best friends, you've got kids of the same age, you don't like them?
I don't think I wouldn't like your kids. Best friend in the world since you were four, surely you'd love their children.
No, but that's not true because you didn't pick them. Yeah, you picked that person as the best friend.
I won't pick my sister's kids and I'll love them unconditionally like my...
Why not?
Of course I will.
Yeah, but people lie. People say, oh, that kid's... Oh, your baby's cute. Not cute. People lie.
People lie when the baby's first born and say they're cute. Then...
Yeah, but people lie loads about children because, they are innocent and whatever.
Are you going to lie to me about mine?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Well, I'm not... How could I ever go like, oh, yeah,
she's I think they're dicks.
It's
a difficult one. I think that...
It's a hard situation for us because we're not parents, are we?
No, but I think from seeing friends that are parents, parenting is a really hard time to keep friendships.
Do you know what? There's some friends that I've got that have got children and I think that this is coming up a little bit with them because obviously some of them are a little bit of difference in age. Some of them are into different things. Some of them, some kids are a little bit mardy or a bit sensitive.
And we all parent in different ways. Maybe they should just have a little bit of time out.
I don't want to be a kind of parent that's like thinks the sun shines out of my child's ass. I want to be able to be like, I'm sorry, yeah, he or she is really bad about that. They're going through a bad stage. They're being a bit nasty.
He's a bit of a knob.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you said that about your
kid. My kid's a bit of a knob. I mean, in answer to this dilemma, like, I think she's got some strong opinions. But also, what sticks out to me is that she's saying that she thinks that her friend thinks the same, which means that I feel that there's been some kind of event or maybe they're, like, cancelling on each other. That I think that maybe that they should have, like, a conversation with each other.
Or maybe, what about leave the kids with their dads and go out and just get pissed like you used to? That's what I want us to do when we have kids.
Yeah, that is very true.
Leave them at home, go out, don't forget who you are and what your friendship is.
It's like, you know what it is? Like, and I think this is a very... This is like girls, right, okay? And I don't mean to be sexist, but girls are like, a lot of us go, like, dream about getting, like, a wedding and stuff. But also, we've done that thing with our best friends when we go, let's have kids at the same time and, like, they can be best friends. And, like, just because we're best friends doesn't mean that our kids are going to be best friends.
No.
Like, so I think you're right, actually, in that sense of...
Do it without them.
Leave them at home.
Go out.
Wait till they're older. They might like each other when they're a bit older.
Oh, they'll probably snog and stuff when they're older.
Yeah. Oh God, that'd be even worse. But yeah, leave them at home and you just work on your own friendship. You get pissed. Leave the kids behind.
Yeah.
Do you want another gin?
Yeah.
Before we have kids. Right, Daisy.
Please.
Thank you so much for being a guest on this show. So as a reward for such good behaviour.
As a reward, we just leave it there.
As children get rewarded, I'll reward you with another sweet. And if you've not been listening from the beginning, basically, I like to play random games with each other. I like to play random games with people. And this one is basically jelly beans, and they'll either be delicious tasting or disgusting. Now, Daisy got one that she said tasted like arse, and mine tasted delicious. So let's go again. Let's rummage round.
You know, you can't look at the colour because it gives it away a little bit.
You can't look at it.
No, I mean, as you've got your hand in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, what is the possibility of this then? So this is, oh my God, this is either caramel or snail.
Mine is lemon or rotten cheese, but I feel like I can smell it already.
I feel like I can smell mine already.
Right, ready? No, don't smell it. 1, 2, 3, go. Lemon again.
Caramel.
Oh, no!
Yes! The podcast gods.
Yeah. Oh, such a shame. Mm. I wanted you to get fresh blood arse again.
Bloody arse.
Well, thank you, Daisy. You've been such a brilliant guest.
Thank you. I want to do it again.
Yeah, definitely we'll get you on again, you know, when we've run out of people. And
discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Give Me Some Good News with Nathan Caton.
Hello and welcome to Give Me Some Good News, the podcast that brings a bit of positivity and optimism to your life while the mainstream media is full of doom and gloom.
He's stand-up comedian Nathan Caton and I'm radio presenter Rich Wolfenden. And every week we ask a comedian to come on the podcast and give us some good news, whether it's something that they've spotted that's made them smile or a bit of good news from their own lives.
So far we've had some amazing comedians on the podcast like Jason Manford, Russell Kane, Joe Caulfield, Dane Baptiste, Joe Lycett, Richard Herring, Jade Adams and Ed Gamble. And we've got loads more great guests lined up, which in itself is good news because it looks like we might be in this mess for a while longer yet.
So if you've had enough of bad news every time you turn on the TV, then give our podcast a go. We release a brand new episode every Monday morning.
Search for Give Me Some Good News now, hit subscribe and forget about the doom and gloom for 20 minutes. And don't forget, although it might not always feel like it, there's still some good news out there.
Give Me Some Good News with Nathan Caton. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.